Today we're continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Tamayim. We're doing parak Daled Mishnayos, Vav and Zayin. These are going to be a little bit quicker because I don't have my svarim with me. So says the Mishnah, Hanichnas le'ir ve'eino makir adam sham. Let's say you come into a city and you don't know anybody. So you don't know who could be trusted, who can't be trusted. So Amar, mikan neman, mikan ma'aser. So you ask people, you ask around, you go into the local shul and you say, who's trustworthy here? Who takes ma'asos here? So Amar lo echad. So someone comes over to you and says, Ani, eini neman. You should know, none of the rabbis in town trust me. I'm not a trustworthy person. But, ish ploni neman. But you should know that so-and-so is a very trustworthy person. So he identifies for you someone other than himself who is trustworthy. Hareza neman. Then you're allowed to believe such a person. Halach likach mimenu. If you go to that trustworthy person that was identified for you, and amar lo, and you say to him, mikan mocher yashan, who's selling yashan over here? Meaning I have to be makbid not to violate the yisodaraisa of eating from the tevua chadasha before the second day of Pesach when they bring the korban omer. So I need yashan. Amar lo, right? We often think of yashan as a chunma because in Chutz Laaretz, for whatever reason, many people don't observe the halachas of the yashan. A lot of gedolei olam didn't. So there's a big literature on why we on some sort of svek sveka or whatever, but the point is there is a din d'oraisa called yashan. So if you say who sells yashan, amar lo, and the guy that's supposedly the trustworthy person says, oh, you want to know who has yashan? Misha sholchacha etzli, the guy who sent you to me. Afal pishen kagamun says that. So you might think, well, this sounds a little fishy. Each one is sending me to the other guy, so maybe they're just trying to look like they're people of integrity by saying, no, I'm not the best guy to buy from. But they probably have a deal going on that each one pushes clients and potential customers to the others. So you're still allowed to believe them, even though it might appear that they are kigolman zeze, that they're doing favors for each other. Nevertheless, they're still believed. The Tosos in the second paragraph of Ksubas Naf Chavdal says that he should have said Shel Chavero is Eino Chadash, just like we said Eino Masukan. And also, how could you buy from the guy that you were bought in from that if he himself told you he's not Netman? Meaning, how could you go back to that first guy? And he said, who sells Yashan? It sounds like that which you purchased from him already is Chadash or Shemitah, but you only went to the guy because he's Netman. The whole story is difficult to understand. Tosos raises the question. So that's why Rashi explains Shali Chadash means Ve'enu Yavish Kol Tzarcho. That over here we're not talking about the halachos of Chadash and Yashan. It means that it's not fully dried out, so the Tevuah is still somewhat moist. That's what it means. Yashan means that it's fully dried out and it's fully moist. And that's but it's not, you're not looking for that which is halachically Chadash and Yashan. Anyway, so that is Mishnah Vav. Says the next Mishnah, Mishnah Zayin, relating to the same type of issue where it looks like people are doing each other favors. Hachamar b'shenichmasu li'ir, if donkey riders come into a city, omer echad sheli chadash v'shel chaveri yashan, and one of them says, my stuff is chadash, but don't worry, my friend's stuff is yashan, you can buy from him. Or sheli eino masukan v'shel chaveri masukan, my stuff is not masukan, does not have chumas ma'is was taken from him, but don't worry, my friend, he's got good stuff, halachically superior stuff. So they're not believed to say that about each other, because it looks like gomlin. It looks like they're just talking up the other guy to drum up business for the other fellow. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Ne'emanim. Rabbi Yehuda says that they are in fact believed in such a case, because Rov Ami Aretz in fact take Maisos anyway, so they're Mekel B'demai, because in order to make it easier on the Bnei Yair that the Mochrei Tevuah and Peros should be able to come there and be able to make a living and be able to sell there, and that will be better for the market. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Tanakama says, come on, their gomlim says that each one is mishabeach the other guy, and probably in the next city that they go to, meaning in this city, Reuven is telling you Shimon's stuff is superior, so everyone's going to run to Shimon, and they probably have a deal. Then in the next city, Shimon's going to tell you Reuven's stuff is superior, so everyone is going to run to Reuven. So that looks like gomlim says that. So to quickly review, in Perek Dalet Mishnah Vav, we said that if a person identifies himself as not being trustworthy but someone else who is as being trustworthy, and then you go to that other guy and the other guy tells you, yeah, but my stuff is chadash and the first fellow's stuff is yashan, even though it looks like they're gomlin zeh, you're allowed to trust them. And then in Mishnah Zayin it taught us that if donkey riders who sell produce come into a city and one of them is telling you, oh, the other guy's stuff is much better, is halachically superior to mine, even though so Tanakama says you can't believe leave them because probably they have a deal going on where in the next town the other one will pay him back, and you know, in kind. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you are allowed to trust them. They are believed in such a case. So Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph.